I'm Alex Abish on Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The fight over political redistricting in Alabama is headed back to federal court. A three-judge panel will hear arguments later today in Montgomery over whether legislators relied too much on race when they drew legislative district lines. Back in March, a divided U.S. Supreme Court sent the map back for additional review. Alabama's Legislative Black Caucus had challenged the district lines that were redrawn by the newly elected GOP majority. Black lawmakers said Republicans, quote, stacked and packed black voters into designated minority districts. That limited those voters' ability to influence elections elsewhere. Lawmakers said they complied with the Voting Rights Act by preserving minority representation in the legislature. They said voters were shifted to make each legislative district roughly the same size. If the federal court rejects Alabama's district map, the state will have to hold new elections. And speaking of elections, Montgomery voters are headed to the polls today to elect a new mayor. Incumbent Mayor Todd Strange is running for another term. Challengers include Buena Browder, Montgomery County Commission Vice Chairman Dan Harris, longtime AEA board member Ella Bell, and former U.S. Congressman Archer Davis. D. Lionel Finley is a professor of political science at Alabama State University. He says one major issue in this race is economic development, especially in West Montgomery.
There is a big contention by the black candidates, Ella Bell, Dan Harris, and Ms. Browder, that the West has lagged behind in terms of economic development.
Political analysts are predicting this race could have one of the highest voter turnouts in the city's history. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is making a stop in Tuscaloosa tonight. Cruz is the keynote speaker at the annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner at Bryant-Denny Stadium. The event is a fundraiser for the Tuscaloosa County Republican Party. Jim Zina is the county chairman of the Tuscaloosa County Republican Party. He says having Cruz as the headliner for the event is the main goal of the dinner.
The Lincoln-Reagan dinner has two objectives. One, to honor Alabama political figures, and two, to bring to West Alabama people of national importance and to get West Alabama more involved in national politics.
Candidates such as Mitt Romney, Bush White House advisor Karl Rove, and former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour have attended the dinner in the past. Tickets are already sold out for the event. And a town of about 7,100 residents in the Birmingham area is considering starting its own police department. A city councilman in Pinson has proposed establishing a police department for the small town. Councilman Joe Cochran says a department with about a dozen police officers could be funded with a 2-cent sales tax increase. Pinson currently pays the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office about $340,000 a year to have four deputies patrol the city and for more to respond if needed. Cochran estimates that the independent police department would cost around $1.3 million a year. The town will hold a public meeting to discuss the idea Thursday evening. Now your forecast.
Plenty of sun expected on this Tuesday. Humidity levels a lot lower today. It's going to feel better out there. Plenty of sunshine will top out in the middle 80s, low 80s for North Alabama. Tonight, lows in the 50s for areas near north of I-2059. As we go into Wednesday morning and Thursday morning, highs in the 80s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.